The Associates Co provide reliable, fully trained professionals to assist you with running and scaling your property management department, providing high-quality, pre-trained virtual assistants ready to hit the ground running and revolutionize the way you run your portfolio, ensuring your time is spent doing the high-value tasks inside your rent roll that really matter. Not long ago, VAs within a business were considered a luxury. Now they are a staple for any business needing reliable support without the headache of traditional staffing. To find out more, head over to theassociatesco.com. PM Collective is a leading platform supporting collaboration, not competition, for an online community and events throughout the year with one purpose: to create happier property managers. The PM Collective creates connections for property managers looking to create momentum within their careers and personal life. Join me and my guests as we discuss challenges, struggles, mental health, mindset, and give advice to property managers and anyone in the industry. To find out more about our memberships, visit pmcollective.com.au. Today, we have a lovely guest, Joanne Davies from Finbar, joining us. Joanne, thank you.
Welcome. Hello.
I'm excited to chat with you. I've never spoken to you before, so we're going to find out a little bit more about you and the position that you have at Finbar, because it's a little bit more unique for the standard property manager role. And we are going to talk today about routine inspections, which I'm really excited to, because routine inspections, we've just briefly mentioned that we do them, but sometimes we actually do them because it's more of a checkbox thing. And so it's good to think outside the square and really delve into why we get them done and alternatives that we've also got. So I'm excited to chat to you about that today. But to start off with, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your history, how you got into property management, and your position now?
I've got 20 years experience in the real estate industry. I actually started out as an office junior back in the days where we had an awful lot of filing to do. And fast forward 20 years and I'm the licensee and director of Finbar to Rent. So I've had various positions throughout my career and exposure to most aspects of real estate. But in the forefront of my experience is certainly residential property management. And in 2019, Finbar engaged me, and together we launched Finbar to Rent. So it's an exclusive property management business for owners of Finbar apartments.
You just started, did you say 2019?
2019 is when Finbar to Rent was launched. Yes, correct.
Okay, so I actually for some reason thought it might have been older than that, so it's still pretty new.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we're almost at 400 managements in, you know, just that short time, and gone from myself to now a team of seven in that space as well. So it's been quite successful, and a lot of investors are certainly taking up the option.
And so you said that one of the unique things with Finbar is that you exclusively only manage properties in apartments that you guys have built.
Correct.
So if you're an owner and you've built in a Finbar, but then you've also got a house in the suburbs, you say no to the house.
Yeah, that's right. So, and that is something that we have come across a few times. Obviously, you know, there are plenty of investors out there with multiple investment properties. So, look, we can only look after it and offer our services for them at this stage for their Finbar built apartment. But we've got really great relationships with some other property management agencies out there whereby, you know, we're happy to refer that business on, you know, support the industry. Ultimately, the most important thing for me is that that client is looked after. Most of the time, because of the sort of low-cost, all-inclusive package that we offer, most investors are actually quite happy to just give us their Finbar apartment and have the rest looked after elsewhere.
Yeah, I was actually just going to ask you that, and turn the podcast into a business little discussion. But I did think that, like, is there a risk of the owner getting the other agent to also manage the Finbar apartment? But then I guess You're right, because you have a really good competitive structure for them. It's the point of difference being that you know the complex and you understand the complex. I guess there's the benefit there for them to definitely keep that property with you. So,
yeah, absolutely. The benefit is still there, and you're right. You've touched on the fact that, you know, we know the building. You know, we know the market that it's positioned in. You know, so as well as the you know, financial benefits, there's certainly a huge service benefit. You know, in terms of them factoring in whether to just have one looked after by us, and you know, their four bedroom house in Waikiki looked after by a local agent.
Yeah, I love the boundaries that businesses put into place, like what you guys have done, because I have also long time ago tried to put boundaries in with new business being in a certain area, and it was so hard. And I remember, you know, over time you just push that boundary a little bit and then you go, okay, one side of that, I'll do that, and the boundaries get pushed, and now, like, my boundaries are completely pushed and I'm now south and now north. But it takes so much willpower, well, I found, to be exclusive like that. Have you guys ever been tempted to just take on the other properties and create a sister company? Or is it just like you're just really strong on that, the vision that you guys have got?
So I guess to answer that is to really go back to the Finbuy-to-Rent business model and the purposes and why the business was established. And that was to provide, you know, a high quality, low cost, all inclusive service to owners of Finbuy apartments. That was our original business model. It's still our business model. You know, we hope to encourage, you know, existing investors or new investors into, you know, Finbuy apartments, you know, purely from the service that we're offering. So yes, you know, it is tempting, and it's the, you know, the thing that's not so nice about it is saying no, especially to existing clients that, of course, you just want to please. But it's also why we're able to provide such an efficient service at, you know, the costing that we're offering, because we do, you know, limit our services to that particular product.
Yeah, no, well done. The property managers then, do you assign a separate property manager for each building? Would that be how you, like, have your team set up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got one property manager, for example, that manages 95 apartments across three buildings. They're all within a 5-minute walk of the office on Adelaide Terrace. And then I've got a couple of other property managers that might, you know, that have a portfolio of, say, 100-ish apartments across maybe 10 to 14 buildings. And predominantly all sort of, you know, CBD and surrounding suburbs. And then, of course, we've got, you know, properties in Palmyra, we've got our Applecross developments, and we do also have some property that we still own and manage in Karratha.
Great. Let's get into routine inspections, and I love what you have done with the routine inspections. Walk us through your thoughts and opinions and how you do it.
Okay, so when I established the business, it really gave me an opportunity to sit back and think about what policies and procedures to put in place, and take a step back and think, just because we've typically always done something this way in the industry doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best way forward. Through my own experience, I found that carrying out routine inspections on a 3-monthly, quarterly basis, which is typically what we've always done because we're allowed to do 4 a year, so we do the 4 a year. It just ends up becoming a bit of a property manager walks into property, property manager walks around, ticks some boxes, walks out, processes report, job done. And it just, to me, can become a process that's just not really very value-adding to the client or the property. And so I've got quite a different process in place that really does add value and is really heavily focused on managing the tenancy. So we actually carry out our first routine inspection about 10 weeks after a tenant's first moved in. And typically in the industry, that can be sort of usually sort of at the 6 to 8 week mark. I find people are still unpacking boxes at the 6 week mark. You're not really getting a genuine feel for how the tenants are upkeeping and living at that such an early stage. So we do it at the 10 week mark. What we then do is we determine when the next inspection is going to occur based on the outcome of that current inspection. And so if we are happy, the property is being well maintained, we don't have any concerns, and, you know, the tenants have presented the apartment beautifully, we won't do the next inspection until 6 months' time. What we're doing there is also rewarding tenants for, you know, maintaining and upkeeping their properties, you know, by giving them less inconvenience and, you know, less intrusion with such regular inspections. You could go even further with that. I mean, if you've got a really long-term tenant who is just, you know, immaculate with their inspections every time, I'd have no concern going to 9 months or 12-monthly inspections. But what we can do then is where we're not satisfied with the outcome of the inspection is we can then use it as a tool to manage tenancy and rectify those issues or those behaviours. So say, for example, you know, we're not satisfied, you know, there's some minor cleaning issues. We really want to make sure the tenant picks up their game, but it's nothing too serious. We'll go ahead and we'll schedule that next routine inspection for 3 months' time. All of our inspection reports have a very clear summary page where it's very, very clear and lists out exactly what the tenants do need to rectify and when they need to rectify those items by. So the tenants know exactly what it is that they need to be doing. The owners are aware, and we'll go back in 3 months' time and we'll obviously try and make sure that those issues have resolved themselves. If we're really not happy, but it's not really something that's going to constitute issuing the tenants with a breach notice, why wait 3 months to go and make sure that the tenants have done the right thing? We'll book an inspection in a month. The process there in my office is that all, as well as getting the report, the tenants will also get a phone call, just letting them know that the inspection wasn't quite up to scratch and we'll be back in a month's time, you know, to make sure that those issues have been rectified. What that enables us to do is just really focus on using inspections, I guess, for what they were intended, to make sure that tenants are maintaining the property.
Yeah, I love that so much. There's so much I've written down in my notes here because my first question is, do tenants know that that's how it works, or is there a chance if you didn't do an inspection for 9 months they could potentially think, oh, they've forgotten, Finbarra forgotten to do my inspection, or is it very clear to them how the inspection process works?
So it's fairly clear. So part of our key handover procedure when tenants come and collect keys is we do actually explain to them that we do manage routine inspections slightly differently and that they will be rewarded for excellent presentation and excellent upkeep of the apartment. And you can quite easily, I think, tell whether somebody's gone to a lot of effort really quickly just to please and pass a routine inspection to an impeccable standard, or whether it's quite clear that they have actually been, you know, they are really good tenants and they are looking after the property.
Yeah, absolutely. My next question was, do you do your inspection and you're assessing whether when you're going to do the next one? So that could vary between 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So it's there just for administration purposes and for ease of, you know, to just to reduce the workload on this, they are scheduled in the system. We use Property Tree. So they are automatically scheduled in the system to occur every 6 months as standard. And so that's where if you're perfectly fine and perfectly happy, you wouldn't do anything. You would just let the next one naturally occur at the six-month mark. Otherwise, yes, we would go in and manually change. And it could be, you're right, anywhere from 1 month to 9 months.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're looking at apartments as well, and I've always said that apartments that don't have lawn and garden and things like that are, I don't feel that every 3 months they need to be inspected, because it's just the inside, where I do believe houses with gardens and lawns can turn very quickly, so that would be needed to be done.
Yeah, that's right, and seasonal issues would probably play a little bit of a factor in that as well. You know, you wouldn't want to, you know, go all of winter, especially in, you know, with garden scenarios, without sort of, you know, checking in at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. So because in WA, for anyone that's listening, the outside of WA, we can do 4 inspections per year. So this completely makes sense, because it's not that it's actually a rule that says inspections have to be done every 3 months. They just have to be done 4 times, or up to 4 times per year, I should say. So that's a fantastic way of actually doing routine inspections, like you said, for the reason they're meant to be done, to check the property. So if you do one and it's not up to scratch and you go back sort of a month after, but then after that you might be fine for 6 months. So you're managing the inspections as per the tenancy, you know, as the tenancy needs it. So like it, to be honest, it does make such sense, like, and it's obvious to say it now, and I love the fact that you've actually put some good thought into it and not just checked it off like, okay, 3 month mark, we've got to do another one. So I actually think it's really wonderful. Now let's just get you to a bit of a small exhibition, and let's talk about the cost. Now, do you guys charge for your routine inspections?
So no, we don't. So we have an all-inclusive management fee structure. So we don't charge for routine inspections, but that is sometimes why I think they are done every 3 months, because they do raise revenue for the agency. And what I'm trying to do is make them more beneficial for the overall service, client and property.
Yeah, I think that's something that really needs to be thought out in a business, because I actually, and I'll actually go back and have a look at my figures now, but you're right, routine inspections are considered. I know a lot of people listening to this are going to be like, well, that's why we do the routine inspections for the ancillary cost. And you know what, we're in business, of course we want to make money, and that's fine.
But of course.
But I think that there could be an opportunity to potentially have a management fee, instead of maybe, you know, some people who negotiate on their management fee too low, maybe look at the option of potentially including routine inspections in your management fee, so that then it's not going to, so then, you know, you can add more value from the fee, but then manage the routine inspections a little bit easier, or in a better way moving forward, just to think outside the box, you know, with some options.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, as much as from a business perspective, yes, you know, it increases that ancillary fee revenue, it absolutely does. But on the other hand, if inspections were being carried out less frequently but adding value, making tenancy management more efficient, so in essence reducing the number of poor quality tenants you have, reducing, you know, the workload, which often involves a lot of travel and a lot of time on a property manager, that revenue could easily be picked up by an increase of management on that property manager's portfolio.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just thinking of that efficiency for business owners to consider, that the even though, yes, you're making this much money in your routine inspections, what is that actually costing you to actually do? You might find the profit margin of those routine inspections not as high. So if we looked at an average portfolio of 120 properties, that would be on average normally 40 inspections per month that you're doing. So if we were to break that down, just, and I'm just doing it really rough for the followers here, but we're looking at 10 inspections roughly per week, and roughly they're taking about, say, 30 minutes, you know, from end to end, you know, sometimes more, sometimes less, but we are still looking at about 5 hours worth of work per week potentially being saved. So could that 5 hours be put into something better then doing a tick box exercise that is actually really not necessary. But this is like, this discussion is very much just more thought provoking for people. It's definitely not telling anyone go out and change all your inspections to 6 months or don't worry about the cost. But just think about those things. Think about how much time you could potentially save. Look at the profit margin that you are having on those routine inspections. Oh my God, that noise, sorry for anyone listening, I've got a sign getting put up outside and I'm trying to talk over the knocking. So hopefully it's not too distracting. But yeah, look at the efficiency, look at the profit margin on your routine inspection to see if there even is a profit margin. There might not be. And really break down what it would look like to change your thoughts when it comes to routine inspections, because I think that it's really amazing what you've done. It's not going to be for every property manager. It's not going to be for every property if you manage lots of houses, but definitely a good thought-provoking piece. So, Joanne, thank you for sharing that. It's really good to hear how other people work and different perspectives of things, just to help us all push our own boundaries, I think, when it comes to it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks.
Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com.